a letter came out from the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. President Dean Ingram sent a letter to Health Minister John Hagee urging the government to confirm a timeline for when it plans to vaccinate teachers and other staff in the province's schools. So for more now, we've got Mr. Ingram on the line. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
Good, yourself?
Good. So take us inside your office and specifically into the details of this letter. What did you include in it?
Well, we've written to the minister, as you mentioned, asking, in essence, for a confirmation of the timeline for teachers, timelines for education staff who obviously work in our province of schools. Now, while we've heard through various media briefings, I've spoken and got confirmation from the Minister of Education that teachers are indeed including within Phase 2, but we've heard nothing in terms of the actual schedule. Phase 2 is a pretty broad category, and we're simply looking for a timeline as to when the rollout for teachers will happen. We're seeing other jurisdictions. We want the transparency. And speaking of other jurisdictions, New Brunswick initiated their process recently, British Columbia. Again, clearly articulating their plans when it comes to vaccinating teachers. But at least at this juncture, our province government, we've heard silence. We've heard nothing on their plans when it comes to teachers. It's so important to do so. And again, just to illustrate, the past couple of months have clearly shown us how fragile our province's COVID situation is. We're in a very good place, but it's also a very fragile place. We have variants. And we all know that students and teachers were at the epicenter of the recent outbreak, which has had and certainly continues to have a huge impact on our province. I know of 12 plus teachers that were diagnosed as being positive. And it stands to reason that some of them would have contracted COVID from their workplace. That stands to reason. A number of them had to seek medical attention. And this creates problems. And we think it's important, and we can't understand why reducing the risk for these frontline workers who have proven to be so valuable hasn't received confirmation from government.
You know, there was another detail in your letter as well. There's a number of things I want to pick up on, but another detail that I guess paints a picture that, that at least in your ears, it sounds like you believe health officials are a little bit out of touch with the reality of class cohorts. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, I've said this on numerous occasions. And I'll continue to do so. The concept of cohorts, as envisioned and described by our public health officials, simply does not exist. I'd invite public health officials to visit any school with a K-9 students in this province and simply observe what happens at lunchtimes, what happens at dismissal. Cohorts cannot be maintained in the strict manner described in the media briefings. It's particularly evident at the junior high level. And the fact is, when you have a group of individuals, such as teachers, who by the very nature of the profession, and others who work in the education system as well, they have no choice but break their bubbles on a daily basis, I think the need for vaccination prioritization becomes very clear.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the other provinces that you mentioned. I mean, how does their approach with the vaccine rollout compare? I mean, in terms of how they've prioritized teachers.
Well, just go specifically to New Brunswick, the most recent example. They've recognized that in order to get their students back in the building, to stabilize the system, they began the process of actually vaccinating their high school teachers to actually bring them in. Cohorts do not work regardless throughout the system. By the fact that our 10 to 12 students are not physically in the buildings right now, it's a clear indication that they don't work in the high school. New Brunswick actually started that process. I've heard from friends of mine and colleagues in New Brunswick. In fact, I spoke with my counterpart as recently as 2 days ago, and this is exactly what's happened. They've recognized that. In British Columbia, they've identified a priority. I know one school district in British Columbia, Surrey, they've actually started vaccinating teachers to ensure they get a stable education system and a full sustainable return to in-school class, and depends on this. Outside the country, I can cite UNESCO, who have actually identified the priority of vaccinating teachers. The reality is teachers cannot maintain their family bubbles. They do not maintain their tight 10. And yesterday there was a media story about a group that were vaccinated. And again, I think there are a number of groups that are at risk because of the nature of what they do. But this group that was cited has dozens of contacts annually outside their bubbles. Teachers and those who work in the education system have dozens of contacts on a daily basis. Again, if we're going to maintain the family bubbles, which is so important, and maintain the tight 10, any group of individuals, any group of professionals, anyone that works in any environment where they cannot do that, it stands to reason that they need to be given a prioritization to get the necessary protections for them to do their jobs, which in the case of our education system has proven to be so valuable to the entire province.
How did that story yesterday sit with you, the story about, you know, a number of people finding a loophole in the vaccination system, people that would have eventually been vaccinated anyway, but the fact that they are going to get, you know, rushed up the line? I mean, how did that sit with you yesterday?
Well, it's unfortunate, but again, from what I understand this morning, is that those that did make the list and are getting vaccinated, all of those individuals are still within the 70-plus. That's my understanding. Now, if they're individuals that, for lack of better, because of a improper use of particular codes would not have been, well, that's most unfortunate. What I can say is that there needs to be an examination of where every group sits, and right now I'm making the case that because of teachers and those who work in our school system not being able to maintain the tight 10, not being able to stay in their family levels, which has been stressed as being so important since the onset of COVID, we need to look at ensuring that teachers and those who are placed in that environment, others in the education system as well, are given access to the necessary protections, which of course include access to vaccines.
So you sent this letter yesterday to Health Minister John Hagee. Did you get a response? Have you heard anything back?
Not as of yet. I am hoping to get a response. It goes without saying. The sooner the better. But I think it's important not so much for me to get a response for the sake of getting a response. I think the fact is our province's teachers, they've been on the front lines since COVID-19 appeared in the province, and they deserve transparency moving forward. We need to know exactly what is the timeline so teachers can make the adjustments that they need to make. Right now, the importance of maintaining a stable education system to protect those who have to work in the system that are unable to maintain the directives, the suggestions, the implications for public health, that's what we need to focus on. And right now, we need to hear that. I think right now, having a clearly defined schedule for this, understanding where right now, all we know is teachers are somewhere within the secondary phase. Mm-hmm. But we don't know beyond it. We need that transparency. The system needs a transparency.
Well, really appreciate your time here this morning. Thank you.
Kindly welcome.
That is Dean Ingram, the president of the NLTA. Let us know what you think of what he had to say or anything you